Bava Kama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches, 4:8, and we continue to discuss with one more Mishnah the halachas that pertain to the Shor HaNiskal, an animal which killed a human being, a Jew, intentionally, and now has to be executed. So the pasuk says, Sakol Yisakel HaShor, the cow will certainly be stoned, V'lo Ye'achel Es Besaro, and its flesh shall not be eaten. Now, typically, lo ye'achel, should not be eaten, actually tips you off to being also an iser hana, but not always. Iser hana being any benefit at all. It's prohibited. But not always. So, our mission is going to basically say there's two different stages. That's what the Baratunar learns, two essential stages. Before the cow is convicted, so there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to bring it to the bezdin and, you know, do the procedure. But if one essentially is mavatal mitzvahs asa, he cheats the system, and instead of bringing it to Bezdin, he quickly, you know, does shechita on his cow, then the cow, he is dead. He could actually eat it, make a barbecue, and he could eat the cow, which was the murderous cow. He was mavatal mitzvahs asa, but the cow was permitted to be eaten. After the cow has been judged, convicted, if you will, in the Bezdin, so now it has to be executed according to the Bartanur, and most Rishonim, at that point it becomes Aser Bahana, forbidden to get any benefit from the cow, including eating, but other benefit as well. Although the Pasuk says, Lo Ye'achel, don't eat it, so you might say, well, how do you know that other restrictions apply? So the Bartanur speaks out that since it says, Sokol Yisakel HaShor, you stone the cow, and then Lo Ye'achel, it can't be eaten. So the truth is, says the Bartanur, listen, if you're stoning the cow, that means it's a nevela, it didn't get proper shechita, and of course you can't eat it. So what's it coming to add? To tell us that even if you tried to kosherize the convicted cow by slaughtering it in a shechita halachic way, still it cannot be eaten. Okay, it's Aser Bahana regardless. Okay, so that's the second stage. And according to Bartanur, there's just two basic stages. Once it's convicted, it has to be brought to be executed by Skila, and already it's Aser Bahana, it stops being Mamon Balim, the person who owns it no longer owns it anymore, and has no like financial rights, economic rights in it whatsoever. Now the Mishnah says, inside, Shor Shehu Yotze Lehisakel, once the cow has already been convicted of having killed a Jew intentionally, and now it's being brought out for stoning, Vihik Dishu Va'alav, if the owners attempt to try to consecrate it, meaning to give it to the Beis HaMikdash, to make it consecrated as Beis HaMikdash property, Einu Mukudash, it's simply not consecrated, because it's not his anymore. It's not really Mamun Balam, it stopped being his when the Torah made it Aser Bahana, essentially took all the economic rights away from the erstwhile owner. Shechato Besaro Asur. And if he went and tried to like sort of shech the cow prior to being stoned, still, the flesh is forbidden, because, like I said before, everybody says it's explicitly says it can't be eaten, and it's going to add even if it's not stone, but simply shecht in a kosher way. However, vim ad shelo nigmar dino hikdishu v'alav, if prior to the cow being sentenced, convicted, if you will, in the bezdin, so if before that happens, the iser hana hasn't kicked in, and therefore, if hikdishu v'alav, if the owner is consecrate the animal, dedicating to the Beis HaMikdash, giving to the Beis HaMikdash as a property, then mukdash, it is indeed consecrated. I mean, it's effective, because before it's convicted, the cow is still mamon balam, it belongs to the owners. The owners, although they'd be, again, sort of circumventing the mitzvah asay of carrying out this din of stoning the cow, but it's still theirs and it's effective, so it becomes hektish. Now, just to make sure something's clear here, a technical point. Typically, you know, hektish comes in two basic varieties. It can be what's called kedushas haguf, like intrinsic kedusha, and kedushas damim, what I call extrinsic kedusha. Literally means kedusha dam, like the value is consecrated. The difference being, if something has kedushas haguf, intrinsic kedusha, there's no way to be poda. You can't like redeem the kedusha off of it. Whereas if it has kedushas damim, just the value is consecrated. So then there is a way to sort of transfer the kedusha through a pigeon. You can transfer it from one item to another item. Typically, when one consecrates an item which could go on the mizbeach, kach mizbeach, and go on an altar. So we're talking cows, goats, sheep, oil, wine, flour, frankincense, and wood. Probably that's the whole list, or very close to the whole list. So if one consecrates those things, the assumption is that's going in the Beis HaMikdash, it's getting kedushas haguf, intrinsic kedusha. In the case here of the cow, a cow that is a murderous cow is not allowed to be brought as an offering. And therefore, even if a person consecrates it, he's consecrating it just with kedushas damim, as bedek abayis, as you know, property for the Beis HaMikdash to essentially to use or liquidate, not to win the mizbeach, and therefore, though the the Gizbar, the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, might take this cow now, put it on the cow's, you know, eBay website, auction it off with Sotheby's or something, get the money and use it for something else. That would be allowed, and the cow would be sort of totally, deconsecrated. Okay. V'im shachato, if the owner of the cow, before the cow is, I'll call it, convicted in the court, if he's shachato, if he slaughters it with a ritual slaughter, regular kosher shechita, then besaro mutar, again, he's mevatel mitzvahs ase, but notwithstanding, now the cow has been slaughtered, it was mutar bahana because it hadn't been convicted, now he has essentially meat for barbecue, and the meat for the barbecue is mutar to be eaten, he's allowed to eat that.